Well, we have young people. We have young people. There we are. We've missed you. Good to have you back. Good to have you back. But I've still got to kind of keep my head looking this way so it gets captured on the microphone. I'll glance that way as often as I can. So we're looking at big events, and everything about our Lord Jesus Christ is a big event. Really, we could pick out everything he did and say it's a big event, because the Lord Jesus is coming, his ministry is the big event, the whole big event of all of Scripture. That all its big events were leading up to this big event. And every part of his ministry, everything he did, is rich in significance. It's full of meaning, because he didn't waste his time. And the whole plan was that everything should reside in him, that he should have God's plan of salvation, carry it forward to absolute fulfillment and completion. Well, we've seen his life. We haven't seen his birth. We've seen his death. We saw his resurrection. Now we come to what we call his ascension. So we're this side of Easter, I know, and ascension's the other side of Easter. That's a fact. But these events are true for any day and every day. So, having been, and we say this, humiliated, a state of humiliation, that is Christ in the flesh, Christ suffering, Christ being put to death on the cross. Now, it goes upwards. It's his exaltation. And it begins with his resurrection, and then it continues upwards and upwards and upwards. And our Lord, when he met Mary Magdalene, and she just come from the grave, and she mistook him for the gardener, she clung to him, and he said, "Do not cling to me. I've got to go to my Father." And this is his ascension, going up to heaven. Heaven. How do we understand heaven? Where is heaven? Well, that's a dimension. That's a dimension to try to think about. But for us, we always think of going up. And that's what he was going to do. He's going to go up. And there was a lot going to happen when he went up. But we're just staying with the fact of him going up at the minute. So he took his disciples, having been raised from the dead, 40 days, going in and out among them, teaching them about the kingdom of God, instructing them, telling them things that were going to happen that they needed to be aware of, opening their minds a bit more to the Bible, so that when the Spirit of God came upon them, they would be there and ready. So he took them out to a little village near Bethany, and on the Mount of Olives, there he was, blessing them, teaching them still to the last minute, and then he was taken up, went up from before them. There they are, one moment watching him, and their eyes are travelling upwards. Can't do too much, we'll miss the microphone, but their eyes go upwards. And he's received in a cloud, like the clouds that we have that give rain and that sort of thing. The cloud of glory. But where those clouds are like God's presence, that's his glory. And so he's received into those clouds, into the glory of God, and of course then disappeared. Disappeared from their view. They watched him go. And they were still looking up when an angel told them, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing intently looking up? That Jesus that you've just seen go up will in like manner one day come back." And they were basically told, "You've got work to do. Don't stand looking in the clouds. He's gone up and there's a lot going to happen because he's gone up into glory." That will wait for another week. But it's good that his exaltation, him being lifted up, so him having been lowered and made very humble in that way, now he's being lifted up. Because God wants us all to know he's the one. Watch him. You want salvation? You want your sins forgiven? He's the one. I'm very, very pleased in him. Rose from the dead, he did. He's been taken up to glory, taken up to heaven. God doesn't take people up to heaven on a whim. There has to be something very special just to have automatic right of entry. We haven't got automatic right of entry. We need him. But look, there he is, straight up received. And God was very, very pleased to welcome him there. We'll find out next week a little bit more about what happened when he was received in glory and welcomed. So we have a hymn. That takes us to something of this, 255 in our hymn books. 255, Triumphant Christ Ascends on High.